Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's the list and your boy at Fightful.com. With Jimmy Van and Sean Ross Sapp, they're on fire. Boom shakalaka.
200 strong.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is September 7th, 2022. This is Fightful Wrestling's list and your boy. We got Jimmy Van here. We've got a victory lap to take. I'm very excited about it, but we're talking about what is now maybe, I don't know if it's the biggest story, Vince McMahon retired, but as far as what has gained us the most subscriptions, this is the story, and that has changed about four or five times over the last year. The AEW brawl, suspensions per Sports Illustrated, Punk's status is pending. Leave your thumbs up, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. We would greatly appreciate it. Jimmy Van, how are you?
I'm doing good, Sean. How's your sleep schedule the last three
days? I slept
days?
Last night. I did. I think it was Ella J who did the all-out predictions with me last week. She said, hey, have you slept? And I mean, that's like a running joke this week on Twitter. Like, oh, Sean's not sleeping, yada, yada. And I thought about it. And I was like, okay, well, I slept an hour and a half Sunday night. And then Monday night, I had got to sleep and I woke up and I was getting messages at like 5 a.m. So I woke up, took some phone calls, and I was up from then. But I mean, I don't want to say a full night last night, a decent amount, but that's, you know, I love what I do. So
good for you.
I'll catch up this weekend.
Yeah. My son came in at 4:30 this morning, so at least I can kind of feel your pain that way. But let's, I know you want to do the FIFO Select Victory Lab. Let's do that later. Cause I know that everybody's sure. Here because they want to talk the latest.
They want to talk the Punk, Cabana, Omega, Hangman, Michael Nakazawa, apparently.
Yeah.
What the hell? Brandon Cutler.
Yeah.
Good well, God. This is starting to look like the Anchorman brawl.
A little bit. Yeah. Well, Justin Barrazzo from Sports Illustrated, he was the first to report that these guys were going to be suspended. I think he worded it suspended or will be suspended. And several have confirmed since. So Omega and Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson and Pat Buck and Chris Daniels and Michael Nakazawa and Brandon Cutler have all been suspended. Barrazzo said that Punk and Ace Steel will either be suspended or let go by the end of today, which is September 7th. Sean Rossat, what's the latest you're hearing?
The wild phone call that I got yesterday morning was people like this person said that Punk almost expected to be gone. I talked to people close to him later on that afternoon. He didn't seem to think that he was going to be gone. And I, you know, we've had so many updates on FightfulSelect.com. So please subscribe.
There are so many details that no aggregator could possibly have them all. I got both sides of this story out there. I got what CM Punk and Ace Steel are claiming to people close to them, which is that that the Bucks came in after the scrum and tried to kick the door down, which, you know, lots of super kick jokes to be made there. Did they thigh slap when they, lots of stuff like that. But the word was that Ace Steel, because his wife was in there, went ballistic and threw chairs and bit. And I'm like, well, I can't imagine a scenario in which she was physically threatened or in any real danger, right? Like, the Bucks or Kenny Omega aren't going to beat her down. I heard that Omega kind of came in with Ace Steel, like they kind of pushed their way in. But Punk's side claims that Matt Jackson started it. Obviously, the Elite side say, man, you just said, come find me if you want to talk to me. There are so many aspects to this, and the talent is livid. It's like 95% anti-Punk right now. Not just because of the brawl, but because of what was said in any capacity. Like, he effectively buried the entire company in what they were. He buried what the company was founded on. So there's a lot of that. And, you know, I'll have people that'll be like, oh, you got to get both sides. Well, let me tell you, Punk doesn't talk to the media. So that was more difficult than people would think. And it's very hard to find people to defend him right now. Even the people that would defend him, like ferociously before this, are not coming to his rescue, at least as it relates to this situation. Now, I got to say, there's a lot of conjecture. There's a lot of speculation right now. And we're not really going to know all the details of this, maybe ever. Like, we might not ever know all the details of this. There might have to be NDA signed. There might be legal ramifications. There's going to be an awful lot of stuff that emerges from this. But ultimately, what I tweeted yesterday was, I don't know what possible pro wrestling argument. This isn't about marital issues or racism or bigotry or anything like that. This is about, first off, a couple friends for sure that had a falling out. Over money, mind you, and some arguments about the content that emerged from that. I had a top WWE talent say, if they can't get in a room and they can't learn how to make money off of this, none of them have any business talking about who drew what house, who compromised what house, or who's drawing what, and who hasn't been anywhere to do anything. So, man, this is the... This story has gained more interest from within the wrestling industry than any I've ever covered, including Vince McMahon. I didn't have as many wrestlers reaching out about a story as when Vince McMahon retired, because people were kind of afraid to say anything at that point still, because they were like, is it real? Is it not? This has been just insane.
Well, we did a breaking news podcast on Fightful Select on Monday when this was all kind of coming to light. And at that time, there are some things that have since been confirmed that were still rumor then. And so I didn't want to go too deep into it on Monday because, you know, you don't want to talk about repercussions when stuff is still rumor based. Now that you've got some confirmation, I want to ask you some stuff. So first, from what you've heard, because for me, like, there's been some people that have asked me, well, what would you do if you were Tony? I think he did it the right way. I think having an external third party investigation as opposed to just, yeah, like, as he opposed to
there.
Just,
he wasn't
right.
there.
Right. I think he did it the right way. You don't just make assumptions like, oh, that's it, Punk's fired. You gotta do your investigation.
That's what people keep asking me. And I'm like, how can I possibly say, yes, this person should be fired? Yes, this is the case.
Right.
Like, even Ace Steel, I wasn't in the room. I can sit here and say, well, I can't imagine a situation where the Bucks or Omega would threaten his wife. I don't know how things unfolded. I don't know what he saw that maybe made him fly off the handle. And it's awfully easy for me to say, sitting here in an office chair in Kentucky, that I wouldn't do those things when I don't know what he saw.
Yeah, well, from what you've heard, so you heard that the Bucks tried to kick the door in.
That's their side. That's the Punk Steel side of things. Now, I have to stress that. That is their side of things. And the word was that the Bucks came and knocked on the door and Punk wasn't answering. And this is, again, a few minutes after he said, I'm right up the hall, come find me if you have a problem with me. Mm-hmm. Now, also,
have you heard from any, what's the word? any nonpartisan third parties that might have been witnessed?
I mean, it's difficult to find a nonpartisan third party in this situation. I was asking people who I heard were involved. I had heard even people that got suspended. I were heard that they were telling people like I was in there trying to save lives because chairs flying, people getting bitten, an awful lot there. Let's get to some super chats about this because a lot of people have a lot of questions. Super chats here on YouTube.com/Fightful. And you can go to HumperChats.com. That allows you to leave your question or statement even before we go on the air. Here or tonight on the AEW post show. Nerd Guru says, do you think they're going to have interims again for both the world title and the trios? If that's the case, Hangman and Mox one-on-one for the world and pick whoever for the trios. I don't know. Boy, I think it would look real bad to have just gotten rid of an interim title and then do it again, right? And
yeah, you also can't – sorry to cut you off, but you also have to remember MJF's got the title shot too.
Also, Thunder Rosa is out right now. Interim title there. We can't do interim titles all over the place. Tempo says, if CM Punk stays, if I'm talent, I'm worried about doing anything that might put him on my bad side, even by accident. He could publicly bury me and harm my career. Sounds like a terror or sends a terrible message to the locker room. That's the thing. Like, if he wanted to speak openly about Colt Cabana, that's one thing. That's his personal thing. But also, he doesn't have to do that at a media scrum. He can do that whenever he wants. You know what? CM Punk, you call me up, say, let's do an interview. I want to spill about Colt Cabana. Guess who's dropping everything to do that interview? This show's canceled, so I can do that interview. I came home early from a funeral to interview Kenny Omega one time. Like, listen, we're going to get that story. It's going to happen. But he was put on blast at a company event, and the EVPs were as well. For, by the way, him saying that they leaked this info. Well, Dave and Brian said that they didn't leak it to him. I've never spoken to Omega or the Bucks outside of an interview. And then I have people saying, oh, well, you don't think it came from them and then filtered down? You don't think that's the first thing that I thought? Like, why do you all think that I don't think of this stuff before? Mm-hmm. Of course I thought that. But it came from so many people that were like, yeah, I think that's why. Because otherwise, why isn't he on TV anymore? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I completely agree with that sentiment. Scott Wesley says, for Punk, Bucks, and everyone involved, some advice. To quote Raylan Givens, if you run into an asshole in the morning, you run into an asshole. If you run into them all day, you're the asshole. At some point, there's a common denominator. I mean, there are people that defend CM Punk. There absolutely are. And to the contrary, there are people that when he came in, veterans said, be careful what you all ask for. And even for a while, they were like, hey, I was wrong about him. Then after this week, they're like, eh, maybe not. Mm-hmm. Scott Wesley says, if TK and crew can smooth things over, there's lots to be made of a huge company story where there's an AEW civil war. And in reality, it was MJF manipulating things to draw attention away from himself so he can take over. I mean, there is an absolute story to be told about AEW originals and then the ones that came in after and took credit and took glory and all that. There is absolutely a story to be told there. Connor says, won't be able to catch a show live. Congrats on 10K subscribers. So glad I subscribed last summer. Best $5 a month I could spend. Thanks for all the hard work you do. Well, thank you very much. FightfulSelect.com. We'll give our big thanks later on. But Matt Reichiel says, congrats to the Fightful team for the 10K milestone. You got me through a lot during the pandemic. Best $10 I spent. You guys get me through a lot all the time. So big thank you to you guys. Taylor says, congrats on getting the subscribers. Best $5 I spend every month. You guys keep me entertained when I'm working from home. I'm getting to these now because they'll fall off on YouTube, but just thank you guys so much. I really mean it. And Maggie, who said that she was going to stop smoking at 10K, says, I haven't smoked in 20 hours. This is a nightmare. I hope you're happy. Congrats. Scott says, how many $1 million gates did Punk just jeopardize? So that's a big issue that I had with this. Now, if Punk feels like Hangman brought up a reference to Colt Cabana that he didn't like, well, I get that and I understand that. And based on the conversation I've had with Eddie Kingston and Sammy Guevara about their situation, that is a commonplace thing that if you're going to make a personal dig, even one that might be perceived as a personal dig, you go up to the person and say, hey, is this cool? I heard Max Caster clear the Timon and Pumbaa line with Keith Lee and Swerve even. So if you're going to make a dig like that and you mean it that way, you bring it up. So I could understand Punk being frustrated there, but compromising a $1 million gate? How was he compromising a $1 million gate, Jimmy? But like, I don't get that.
It's only one way. I think what he meant was Punk considered not showing up.
And if that's the case, Hangman ain't compromising it.
Yeah.
Punk's compromising it.
You're right. You're right.
Because Punk has made his career on saying these wild things. He stepped into that scrum and immediately singled out Nick Hausman and said, "Did you do improv? Who'd you do improv with? Shouldn't right. you disclose who you're friends with?" And Nick's like, "We happen to be in the same place at the same time. We're not friends." Like,
yeah. I want to ask you something. I want to get back to this melee, but I do want to ask you this since you just talked about the Punk Page stuff. So obviously Punk had a problem with that promo when Page said, I'm here to save AEW from you. In the past, we saw a guy like MJF cut a promo on Punk, alluding to the Cabana lawsuit. We saw a guy like Eddie Kingston cut a promo on Punk saying, nobody in the locker room wants you here. Is Punk upset with Page because those other promos were run by him first? Or do you think that there could be an element of this where Punk views Page as a rival for his spot as a top babyface?
I think Punk is probably pretty confident in his spot, or was. If he wasn't confident in his spot, I don't think he would have said any of that shit that he said. I mean, he's targeting the people, the four people who are in that company that the company is literally named after, Jimmy. It ain't all Punk wrestling. It's all Elite wrestling. It was built off of those four guys and Cody. So I think he's probably pretty confident in his spot there.
But so do you think he was mad because presumably the Kingston MJF ones are run by him and the Page one wasn't?
Now that I don't know, because he took aim at MJF too, and in a way in which wouldn't further a storyline. You know what I mean? It wasn't like that MJF's a piece of shit. He's a real shit heel. It was these dumbass kids type of thing. Like one of those. Like, I'm sorry, you can't always just work Mox, Jericho, and Bryan Danielson, like the guys you worked with in WWE. It just can't happen. CM says, "What does your gut tell you happens regarding Punk and Steel? Fired or suspension?" I think a lot of it is determined by the meeting and the demeanor in the meeting. If you can hang on to Punk without alienating your locker room, you absolutely do it. Ace Steel, again, you wait and see what happened. If there isn't real justification for what happened there for him, he's got to go. Riley says, "Unless I missed something, why did Daniels, Cutler, and Buck get suspended? Didn't they help de-escalate the fight?" That's the rumor. That's the rumor that they tried to. However, in a situation like this, I don't blame them for being like, "Hey, we're just not going to have you guys around, because not only do we not want this to continue, we don't want the perception that anybody's going to be here." You mitigate the risk. You minimize it an awful lot. You don't have them there telling people what happened and didn't happen. You don't have them there to possibly run into somebody. So I don't disagree with that. Ryan says, "Tony Schiavone and Regal to come into a manager role." Tony Schiavone is already in a talent relations role, always. CM says, "Meltzer says these issues will be addressed on TV tonight. MJF, Jericho, and Mox have live mics. Chaos." I can tell you that I heard as of yesterday, and we reported this on FightfulSelect.com, please subscribe, that a lot of the creative had changed and adjusted and wasn't necessarily like set up. There were a lot of people that had no idea what they could say or what they would say or anything like that. So
I think obviously Punk's it's got to be addressed.
There's no way
Punk's the champion. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
They have to. I mean, they can get away if they want, they can get away with not acknowledging the Trios titles for a couple weeks, but but Punk's the champion. They got to say something.
Nicholas says, "Do you think it's more likely CM Punk is released since it's taking longer for other people to get a punishment that he's just released?" I mean, hey, maybe there's a situation where they say, "Hey, you got to drop the title before you go." We saw that with RVD, right? In the past, where they're like, "Well, you're suspended, but you got to drop these titles. Like, we got to make sense of it on the show," type of thing.
You see Punk doing that in this situation?
That's the thing. Like, so for as Shawn Michaels 97 as it was for him to allegedly say that he wouldn't put over Hangman, it would be very Brett 97 of him to not want to drop the title, right? We've got plenty of super chats, plenty of humper chats. Brad says, "If Punk is done with AEW, do you suspect he would stay in wrestling or be done again? Is there anywhere in wrestling that would have him?" I mean, based on the fact that they've outright contract tampered, I would say WWE would at least feel him out, Jimmy. I think they would at least say, hey, you want to come in? You want to make a big money? You want to do something like that?
I would love to know now that Hunter is the decision maker, because Hunter exactly wasn't a fan of Punk. But at the same time, it's an interesting situation, because like Hunter learned from Vince, right? Mm-hmm. Vince McMahon was the guy that if he saw he could make money with somebody, he'd give him another shot. Brett Warrior in 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious. And here's the other question. So a lot of Punk's fan base kind of swelled with the internet and with smart fans. He was looked at as the anti-authority guy. He was looked at as the voice of the voiceless. I can't help but look at him as the heel on this whole thing with that fan base. Like, is that an incorrect way of perceiving how he's being looked at by the majority? I think he's being looked at like he's the jackass of this whole thing.
Yeah. I mean,
with the fan base. If he is, number one,
not by the whole fan base. I see plenty of people defending him.
Well, sure, there are some, sure. But I think it's not the same. So for example, I think they're in Buffalo tonight, so it might not matter anyway. Do you think there's going to be a CM Punk chant?
I don't think so. I'll tell you what, Dave Meltzer just reported something that we had mentioned last night. Punk was injured in that AEW title match, and the title, it's a serious injury, apparently.
Triceps, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That's not good either. But I don't expect a CM Punk chant. And do you think, okay, let's say worst case scenario, Punk leaves AEW, Hunter's like, all right, I can make money here. And they bring him into WWE. Do you think it's going to be as exciting as it was when he returned to wrestling in AEW a year ago from a fan perspective?
For some, okay, not as big, but it'd still be monster. Look at the business Cody did, right? And Cody, all due respect to him, isn't on the same plane as Punk. And if Punk leaves, keep in mind this, Jimmy, especially for the tribalistic people, he becomes very anti-AEW because the main guy that Punk rallied against is gone. Now, granted, he wasn't exactly chummy with Triple H. That was part of the catalyst of him to leave. But
and I also feel like a lot of the Cody buzz was because he was essentially a founder of AEW. He essentially was. So he was one of the founders leaving. To me, that was a key for the buzz with him. I guess we'll see what happens. Do you have more Super Chats you want to go through?
Yes, we do. But while we let that go, while we kind of collect those, I don't have it loaded up. By God, I was gonna do a sponsor read, Jimmy. But we will get to a couple super chats right now. How about that one? If Punk is suspended or fired, what do you think they do tonight with the MJF title picture? I think they gotta address. Also, that's the unfortunate issue of putting your title on a guy who hadn't wrestled that much in 7 years and came back in his mid-40s to wrestle. Might be injury prone, might be prone to be banged up. I think they have to do something tonight with that. Thank you to Man Meat Rama for the super chat. We greatly appreciate you. Zach Schimmel says, congrats on 10K. I don't know if you remember what I said I'd do. If you got it, but I'll keep my promise and do it during the AEW post show. Keep it up. He's going to pass out a bunch of YouTube subscriptions. So I got to find out. I got to find a bunch of content to put out there. I wish they would let people gift Fightful Select subscriptions. That would be awful nice.
I wonder if we can create Fightful Select gift cards.
There's no way.
I was going to do it on .com.
Yeah, I was going to do it on .com. There's no way to redeem it.
Yeah.
But check out a message from our sponsors at ZBuy.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Biotics. We're hitting the end of summer, start of fall, wedding season is going on. But despite all that champagne you're going to be drinking, you can look forward to brunch the next day because you can have Z-Biotics with you. You can get in your daily workout and all that stuff the next morning. But up until recently, if you have a few drinks the day before, that wasn't going to happen. Now you can drink Z-Biotics before any alcohol and know you're going to be able to stick to your routine. You can bounce back the next day without any issues. Z-Biotics pre-alcohol probiotic is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle through rough mornings and drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Z-Biotics, however, produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to work like your liver, but in your gut, where you need it the most. Just remember to drink Z-Biotics before drinking alcohol and drink responsibly and get a good night's sleep for your best tomorrow. And how about this? We're going to get you a great deal. To get Z-Biotics and try it for yourself, go to ZBiotics.com/Fightful and get 15% off your order when you use Fightful at checkout. It's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee, money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, hit up Z-Biotics. They'll give you your money back. You got nothing to lose except for, you know, that bummer of a next day.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, zbiotics.com/fightful. Thank you to Z-Biotics. We greatly appreciate them. We got more super chats, more humper chats. Alfonso says, congrats on 10K. Listening to the scrum sounds like Punk was paranoid. He was very quick to make assumptions of the media and the intentions of others. I mean, there's a lot of Punk's words that you can throw something up and say, this you type of thing. Like there's an awful lot of that. I mean, what I won't do is disclose how a source or who a source is. But if somebody didn't give me that information and there's a wild accusation like that, I will be happy to exonerate them from that. There was a backstage worker or WWE who got blamed for giving me the Road Dogg Shawn Michaels argument news a couple years ago. And like I had heard that Road Dogg was kind of accusatory towards them backstage. And I was like, wait, not only did that person not give me this news, you gave it to me by telling everybody backstage that it happened. So, I mean, like, we still do look at things, or some fans still look at that as like, oh my God, they're talking to the media. It's dirty. I'm trying to normalize that shit so we get more accurate information and there's not as much conjecture out there. But there were some assumptions for sure. We got Richard Stevens says, congrats on 10K. Big thank you. He says, after sending in a few super chats when I can afford to over time and seeing the sheer amount of news, it seemed like the perfect time for me to subscribe to Select today. Keep up the great work. We might end up hitting 11K. That would be fantastic. But again, we'll talk about that later. Thank you, Richard. Justin LaRose sends a very generous super chat. Thank you. And says, how would Jimmy handle the CM Punk and Elite altercation? What kind of punishment would you hand out? Could the EVPs get stripped of their EVP title?
It's a very good question. So first off, I think that Tony Khan did things the right way. Like I said before, I think using a third party team for an investigation was the way to go. That way you don't have any bias or anything. That was smart. I wouldn't have made any decision until there's the results of an investigation, because the first thing I'd want to know, and I've had situations come up before in my company, not necessarily a fight like this.
Well, when Melissa attacked me.
Sure, Melissa attacked you, yeah. No, I've had situations come up, and every time I'd always say, like, okay, who instigated it, what was said, whatever, because you want to know. So, you know, there were reports, okay, a steal through a chair at Nick Jackson. I was going to ask you for confirmation on stuff like that. It's hard to justify a backstage producer throwing a chair at a wrestler. So you got to reprimand him or even let him go. But in the case of Punk allegedly throwing a punch at Matt Jackson, I'd want to know the situation. Did Matt Jackson come at Punk? Did Matt Jackson do something that made Punk feel like he had to defend himself? So I would need to know that before I would make any decision. I will say this, because this has come up. Let's say, worst case scenario, Steele is fired, let's say. Yeah. And let's say that Punk says, well, if you fire him, I'm walking out. If I'm Tony Khan, I say goodbye.
Yeah.
Because as it is, I feel like Tony Khan tries too hard to be everybody's friend, and he tries too hard to be buddy-buddy with everybody. You have to be an authority figure, and you have to establish boundaries. And so you can't allow a guy to kind of call the shots like that. If Punk was going to make that ultimatum, you say goodbye.
I'll tell you the line that upset a lot of people. Punk saying something like, I've got a company to run here. That hit something of that nature, like talking about putting the houses together, stuff like that, like implying that he was up there was something that wrestlers took. That's how they either took it or took exception to. Corey says, if Punk is gone for good, how will AEW world title be settled? I say Moxley, MJF at Grand Slam or Full Gear, then MJF wins as planned. Well, I feel bad. Like, okay, it's I don't feel bad for MJF because he took the spotlight completely off of Wardlow and then ended up getting a masterful work and a position off of that. They took a very real situation and something that he parlayed into his own leverage, took the attention off of Punk and Wardlow at Double or Nothing, and now all of a sudden when his situation gets rectified, and obviously it's been a work since like the next day, use it for, I mean, you know, it does come full circle, but he also, I mean, he didn't bury everybody else and their accomplishments along the way.
I think I would, I'd inject somebody new into the title picture. Wardlow is the first guy that comes to mind. Why not interject him in the title picture? Yeah. Do something.
Well, Hobbs is supposed to get a big push too.
Yeah. Like I think in this situation, going back to Mox again or Paige or any of those guys, I would do something different to really kind of establish a buzz. It kind of reminds me of, remember the Hogan Bash at the Beach thing and they made Booker the champion with Jarrett? Do something different, I think, is what I would do. And Wardlow is probably the top guy that I would look at.
Shout out to Shaza McKenzie, who tweeted, all this drama would never happen if the boys were all men like back in the day with their drugs and guns instead of their video games and protein shakes. Danny Richardson says, became a Fightful Select subscriber a month ago, and good Lord, am I glad I did. Thanks for your work and lack of sleep on this, Sean. I've got the coolest job in the world, guys. I love doing this. I like to learn about wrestling and share it with you guys. Marcelo says, TBH, the only way to fix this, Tony has to suspend Sammy G. I love that. The only thing he can do, Jimmy, at this point, fire Velveteen Dream. That's it. That's the only answer. Spine on the Pine says, fight happens, and while this is a biggie, it's the staggering insubordination and burying of talent that seems like the real problem here. Can't have that. I mean, like when I heard him say, none of these people have been anywhere or done anything, I'm like, okay, well, what's that implying? That WWE is the only place that has been anything?
Right.
Because if I remember correctly, they sold out 10K and would have sold out 15K for All In if they wanted to. This company was named after them. They sold out numerous venues before Punk ever got there. Is New Japan nothing? Is the Tokyo Dome nothing? Was the fact that MSG for ROH sold out on the assumption that those guys would be there? They weren't, but the assumption that those guys would be there sold a lot of those tickets. Is that nothing? Like, to me, I thought that was seriously minimizing what happened and the work that these guys had put in. And I just thought that was pretty rough. Colin says, I'm annoyed seeing comments saying the brawl was a work. The whole thing is a mess, a PR nightmare. I believe the truth is in the middle somewhere. I don't think it's in the middle. I think that they should make it a work eventually. I think you should try to do your best to, but I mean, I'll say this, and it's the same thing with the MJF situation up until Double or Nothing. If this was a work, it would sacrifice so many people that would need to be in there. It would sacrifice so many relationships that it would not be worth it, short-term, long-term, or any degree. And Tony Khan had told a lot of people that I talked to, he will not work the boys. He will not work the talent. That's just not something that's going to happen. If that becomes, people can change. But if it changes, you run a real risk of alienating your locker room. Jay Kranitz says, Jimmy is an owner. As an owner, if your EVPs participated in a fight with an employee, would you still keep them there or demote? I think a suspension isn't going to solve this issue because there is no consequence. Why not ask me as an owner? What's going on here? What are we doing? I own part of the company now.
Yeah, you're still not an EVP.
I'm the one who handled when there was an argument within the company. What the hell are we talking about?
I don't even know what argument you're talking about.
Well, there you go.
But I, so first and foremost, I've been very public on this, I guess. I would have never made those guys executives ever. And sure. Back in 2019, when they did the very first press coverage, remember, Sean, when they did the very first press conference announcing AEW, that was my biggest gripe, is that they made active wrestlers executives. I never would have done that. Once this investigation wraps up, and if they, let's say hypothetically, they confirm what you heard from the Punk side, if they confirm that the Bucks and Omega, or even one or two of them, not necessarily all three, kicked in the door of Punk's locker room.
I had never heard that about Omega. I heard that he was kind of tepid and approached a little bit later.
Okay, well, whoever. Let's say it was the Bucks. If they confirm that the Bucks kicked in the door of a talent, how can they possibly remain executives? Yeah. And I'll be frank. I think over the last 2 years, the executive title has been bullshit anyway. I think that since about the first year, that's when Tony kind of figured out that he figured out he'd made a mistake. Cody was the face at that time, and Cody kind of went to the background, and Tony kind of went to the forefront at that time, started doing more TV and more media. I think he figured out it was a mistake. I think the EVP title is just a bunch of bullshit now. Yeah. But if they instigated anything, if they kicked in the door of a talent, they can't be executives. They can't.
Abhinav says, is Vanguard's wrestling a trustworthy service? I mean, they got the news on this right. So I think that they should be credited on that. But yeah, I mean, it's Brian Last and a couple other people who do some really good work. Paul says, did Punk not give Khan a chance to deal with this before the presser? We don't know how all that unfolded. We still don't know how all that unfolded. I've heard maybe rumors that somebody tried to smooth it over. But I had asked you
about that, about did Paige and Punk, did Tony Khan never say back in May, which is what he should have done. Did he never say back in May, hey, you guys have a problem. Let's get in a room and hash it out. You don't know if that ever happened, right? Back in May.
I don't know. I know that I had heard that maybe like Mega and the Bucks had talked to Punk in May, but I don't know about that. And I heard that back in May.
Yeah, you got more super chats?
We got more.
Okay, yeah, I was waiting.
Jason says, we got a ton to get to. Oh. I keep hearing the perspective of the Elite being in the right, but what about them being EVPs and allegedly kicking a door down and attacking an employee? Well, yeah, if that's what happened, for sure they're not right. For sure they're not right.
And let me interject this too, because you know everybody's been saying, well, if they fire Steel, what if Punk says I'm going to quit? If Tony Khan goes to the Bucks and says, I'm sorry, but I got to remove the EVP title, maybe they're going to threaten to quit too. But you have to draw, this is why Tony Khan, he never should have made these guys executives. It was such a mistake, and now he's seeing it. But you have to set boundaries. And you know what? Maybe the Bucks will say, fuck it. You do what you got to do. I would let them walk too. I don't know if he would, but I think I would, because at some point you have to establish that line. I am the authority figure. I said this on Monday, Sean. Mm-hmm. If that's Vince McMahon or Triple H sitting at the scrum, Punk is not talking like that. He's not. He's just not. And I think that too much of the talent, and you just said it, if Punk says something about I have a company to run or something along those lines, too much of the talent, in my opinion, do not view Tony Khan as an authority figure. They view him as a friend that had,
That's just not the case anymore. Because that was part of the talent meeting, was that not everybody's going to get access to Tony Khan anymore.
I understand. You got to
go through talent relations. That's just not the case anymore.
Well, sure as hell was with Punk, the way he acted.
Of course.
Yeah.
But he's the one, Jimmy.
The only one?
Not the only one, but among, yeah. Albert says, since Punk is in AEW, is there bad vibes in the locker room? I think he's a toxic person, or there is bad vibe. Yeah, I mean, that's a common thread that I see a lot of people talking about.
Let me ask you this, Sean. Okay. When Punk came back a year ago, wasn't it universally positive among the locker room?
Not universally.
Really, even when he came back a year ago? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
KE775 says, when you look at the Jaguars last season in this situation, seems like the Cons have a major leadership problem. Congrats on 10K. I don't follow the Jaguars that much, except for when they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday Night Football to a last-minute field goal after Tony Khan was talking that shit. But
yeah, but don't the Jaguars have like a general manager and a president and all that stuff? The Cons don't do that stuff, right?
Yeah. Phantom says, Jimmy, if Sean did what Punk did in that scrum, right next to him, like TK was with you right next to him, like TK was, would you think he had any respect for Fightful or you as a boss?
I love these questions. So the first thing I'll say is if let's say you put you and I,
first thing we'll say is I wouldn't do that.
No,
but do that.
Okay. So let's say the second thing then, I was going to talk about this later and I talked about this on Monday. If I'm Tony Khan and if Sean Ross Sapp is CM Punk, I'm not sitting at the table with CM Punk, with Sean.
Sure.
And one of the things that I was going to reiterate later, Tony Khan needs to remove himself from the scrum table when the talent are there. I understand that he wants
to
try
that to limit time.
I get it. I get that. But he can do that off to the side, or he can delegate that to somebody like a Shivani sitting at the table with the talent he needs to stop doing immediately. He looked like, I'll be frank, he looked really bad when he was sitting there nodding when CM Punk is shutting down MJF and Adam Page. And Tony Khan is sitting there nodding.
Yeah.
And he might not have been nodding because he was in agreement. He might have been nodding. Maybe it was like a nerves thing. Could have been anything. But he was still sitting there nodding when Punk was shitting on his cornerstones. He needs to remove himself from the scrum table when the talent are there. If he wants to have a one-on-one with the media, do it before the talent or do it after the talent. But when it comes to moderating for time or for content, you do it off to the side or you have somebody do it for you. No more sitting at the table with talent. He's got to stop.
Scott says, is it your understanding Tony is only concerned with the altercation, or does he know there needs to be action taken over the comments made in the scrum? I mean, he sat there and he listened to those comments in the scrum and didn't say anything else. And in fact, apologized for not sort of addressing it before. But
so I will say this. So I've watched the scrum back two or three times, and I watched it once and I really paid attention to Tony's facial expressions. Mm-hmm. Two things Punk said that Tony really winced. Do you have any idea what those two things were, where he really winced? One was when Punk said the EVPs couldn't run a target.
Yeah.
Tony winced. And then when MJF came up and Punk said, this guy wants me to work with pricks.
Yep.
Tony winced for both of those. And that was enough to tell me he didn't like it. He didn't say anything, but he didn't like it.
Michael says, less than 5 hours before Dynamite, we have to hear from Tony and AEW before Showtime, right? No. If I'm AEW, absolutely not. You don't say a peep. You get people to tune into TBS tonight at 8 p.m.
Absolutely.
Anything.
Not only do you do that, but you kind of tell them, hey, at the top of the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
You know, or something. Like, I agree. You wait for the show.
Javier says, who had the higher ceiling before the issues, Dream or Tessa Blanchard?
Dream.
I think Tessa.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's close, but I think Tessa, like you put her in a main event with Charlotte Flair, it could main event WrestleMania. It could have.
True. I think Dream could have been a champion. The guy had all the tools.
I think Tessa could have been.
Yeah.
Critic says, at the moment, way too much stuff is going on in AEW. Looks like it'll explode from the inside while Triple H sits in his chair and grins. I don't think Triple H would sit in his chair and grin. I think he more than Vince ever did, understands the value of competition.
I agree. I also think it's not going to explode. AEW is going to be just fine. I think that in a way, good is going to come out of this, because I feel like Tony Khan is going to be different in terms of authority. I think he's going to be different in terms of establishing boundaries. I think he's going to have a better handle on his team. I also think that he needs to learn to delegate better. Remember how I talked to you in the past on this about he's taking on too much. He's going to burn out. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to delegate better. And so,
We got to get to super chats.
Okay.
Andrew says, Punk said journalists should disclose their friends, but it doesn't strike me as common practice. Is this expected in interviews? I think if it's in a serious situation like that, or like an accusation of something like that, yeah, you probably should, or just remove yourself from the coverage of it. I've been in situations like that, and I've disclosed that, and you know what? It didn't go over well. People said, oh, you're running from the story, et cetera, et cetera. So easy for him to say that, just like it's easy for me to say, well, you should have done this, you should have done that. It's very easy to put yourself in somebody else's shoes without knowing. Is there legit heat between MJF and Punk? Not that people were saying before, but there were people that perked up at that, like, wait, that's not a storyline line. Somebody says Punk officially injured. Buddy, Punk was officially injured when we reported it yesterday on FightfulSelect.com. CGM show says, I know Young Bucks to WWE is highly unlikely, but man, Usos versus Bucks would be fire. Why is it unlikely? They almost went there in 2018. Yep. Them and Omega, they both told me on the air they almost went there. They were
I think Cody was probably seemingly more unlikely than the Bucks, because Cody was more of the true authority or executive, I should say, than the Bucks. Yeah. If Cody could go, I think the Bucks could go.
CJ Lilly says TK needs to concentrate on AEW and less on WWE. He can multitask. He can do whatever the hell he wants. Joe Cook says, if Punk gets fired, what happens to the championship? They'll have probably won't have Hangman in the situation, considering the nature of what's going on. But I would imagine like well, it can't be Danielson. He just lost to Jericho. So probably a Jericho situation. He just lost the title match too, though. They burned through a lot of their top guys.
I would do somebody new. Somebody new. What about Miro? I think Miro would have a chance.
Yeah.
Doug says
that Meltzer just tweeted that the Punk injury from the Tope is serious and the title has to be changed. Listen, we reported that yesterday. FightfulSelect.com. Mim says, I don't want to see CM Punk ever again in AEW. He's a parasite, and none of these issues were happening before he joined the company. That is a correlation that talent have drawn to me, is that these issues didn't happen. There weren't as many issues. I'm not saying it was all sunshine and rainbows. You had Sadie Gibbs and Bea Priestley fighting each other.
Chris, Sean, sorry. Do you think there's a chance that they will use the injury as the catalyst for pulling the belt off him and nothing else?
I think there's a shot, but I think so many people know, right? Like right. So many people know. Jennifer says, do we have any idea why Punk was saying he was trying to run a business? Was that turn of phrase? I hope it was turn of phrase, because he ain't running the company.
I missed that. I want to go back and look at that. Yeah, I want to look at that again.
Chris says, among the chaos, AEW has eyes on them. Will they capitalize? I'm sure they're going to try. It's very hard to capitalize without four of your biggest stars on the show. I mean, objectively, titles that were just crowned and a champion that was just crowned, and they ain't going to be on the show. We don't know if Punk won't be on the show, but yeah. Sindral says, people should note that HR will suspend people without pay, even if they were even possibly involved with this stuff. That's a legal issue. That is also something.
Shit, what was I going to say? I forgot my question. Go ahead.
You think Punk is trying to get fired on purpose, says AT. Nope, he would just quit. We've seen him quit before. Hans Stolle says, if Punk loses the title, who do you put the belt on? MJF. Meltzer confirmed Punk is home in Chicago, not Buffalo. Okay, that one we didn't have. That is very interesting. Well, that's tough. That's a tough one to get around. Like, he can't even drop it in a squash or anything like that. Joe says, any possibility the Elite lose their EVP titles? Felt like a bad day from day one to have active talent as executives. If it happened the way that Punk's camp is saying, yes, they should lose their EVP status. Ricardo says, you can't poison the well. Hey, I'm there with you. So we got to hire a moderator for Fightful Select with all these new subscriptions. Possibility Punk came in hot because of the injury. I'm sure he wasn't thrilled about that. But, I mean, that doesn't make you call somebody like an empty-headed idiot. Manuel, congrats to the 10K. Awesome stuff. How could AEW trust Punk and turn this into a work? He buried Hangman defenseless, not once, but twice. That is also true. He did bury Hangman, who is really well-liked in the company. And that's tough, live on a mic. But I would like to think that he's smart and professional enough to be able to just do business.
I mean, you know what Edge and Matt Hardy did. Yeah. So maybe anybody can.
Heavy Metal Chris says Waiter Nigel will be a good replacement for Pat. Pat's going to have huge shoes to fill.
That's a bummer.
There will be nobody that can quite fill those shoes. Thanks to John Berger. Mike says, any news on Mega Parrot being present for the brawl? I've heard that, but I haven't confirmed that. Joel says, so I know Malachi Black had a conditional release, as reported by FightfulSelect.com. Likely means no return to WWE. Do you have any guesses how long that's going to be? I would imagine like a year or so. I would imagine like a year, because you don't want, listen, you got to be cognizant of his issues. You also want to do the right thing and say, if he is going through personal stuff, pay him for a little while, make sure that he's all right. But you also don't want to get Kevin Nash 93'd. Oh, I want to retire, and then just stroll right back in to another company and become their top star at that. That's what Nash did.
Do you think, you know, Malachi Black now, this is two companies, two requests to be released. Do you think this is for him at this scale, this grand of a stage?
What do you mean for him? Like wrestling?
Wrestling full-time?
Yeah.
On the road, yeah?
If he wants to, yeah. But yeah. I don't want to hop into somebody else's mind, so to speak, with that. We've got Super Chats, Humper Chats still coming in. We're still 20 minutes behind on them. Velocipaster says, does this now make the Punk Hangman match being so subpar and lacking chemistry make more sense now? Yeah, I would say so. I would say objectively that has to. It makes a lot of the promos hit a lot different. Jennifer says, shout out to the moderators. Y'all are working your butts off right now. Thank you. Yes, big thank you to our moderators. Looks like we're going to have to take our victory lap on Select after this show by the look of it. But thank you, Jennifer. Midnight Depress says, any truth to the allegation that during the last AEW talent meeting, Omega said he wouldn't have hired 80% of you? Seems like something you couldn't run a target would say. I heard that rumor, but I haven't heard that from talent. So I've just heard that from people speculating. And yeah, that's something I would never say to anybody.
If he said that's the first, this is the first I've heard of that. If Kenny Omega said that and I'm Tony Khan, your title's gone that day.
Gone. Yeah. Yeah. It reminds me, my wife was a nurse aide and they had like a meeting with the nurse aides and they said, nurse aides are a dime a dozen, stop complaining. And then later on they said, and by the way, you all have to stop calling in or else you guys are going to have to stay for 16 hours more. And it's like, hey, wait a second. I thought you said we were a dime a dozen. Yeah. They got to stay 16 hours. If they're a dime a dozen, well, okay. Why are they there? Somebody saw something in them. Justice Gillum says, I feel like people always forget that Punk was fired from WWE on his wedding day. Something that Punk has even said is unforgivable. Much love and for all the work that you do. That was unforgivable. That was intentional. That was stupid and not okay. Dream Ninja says, with all this going on in AEW in Buffalo tonight, something positive. The Bills Mafia is crazy and is going to lose their mind for Garcia tonight. Well, the Bills can kiss my ass, but good for him. Good for Daniel Garcia.
You know, I've only been to one NFL game in my life, and that was in Buffalo.
I'm going Sunday, and I need to go to all of them. Jimmy, do you know how much of a sign it is that WWE and AEW are doing their pay-per-views on Saturdays? Jeremy has his wedding on a Bengals bye week. Figure Fest is next week here in Lexington. Check it out. My friends at Toy Vomit, Alika Shriner's Temple, Dan Housen and Ethan Page will be there. Easy plug for them. And that game, or that happens before the Bengals game. I'm meant to be at every Bengals game. Very funny that Melissa and Jeremy are having their wedding at the same exact time. We need to have them have a debate, a press conference on the air about why I should attend one of them. And the winner should get their wedding paid for by you. Dark Fiend says, seemed awfully hypocritical to me that Punk stated, if you have a problem with me, come see me, then wouldn't answer the door when the Elite did. to his credit, he had just gotten injured, had a main event match, was bloodied, dirtied, hadn't eaten in a while besides that muffin, had a very emotional scrum. I don't think he should have said a lot of that stuff.
He could have been in the shower at that moment. You never know.
Twan says, this is the first time Bucks and Omega put dirt on someone's name through the sheets. Remember Cody and Brandy? Y'all can deny that all you want to. I talked to Cody and Brandy a hell of a lot more than I ever talked to Bucks or Omega, so don't know what the fuck you're talking about there. you stop doing
the dirt sheets, all the dirt sheets.
If you think that me, Mike, Wade, even Ryan Satin back in the day, Dave, Brian, John Pollock, anybody all talk to the same people, what are you doing here? Gain some media literacy. We don't all talk to the same people. Nicholas says, if Punk is fired, I heard there's a spot open at Control Your Narrative. Damn. That ain't happening. CJ Lilly said Jericho should be an EVP. Yeah, he probably should. I think that if anybody that's a talent should be, it's probably him.
Once he retires.
He got great, great credit for his resolve and calm in that situation.
And he was pulled in last minute, right, for the scrum. He wasn't expected to be at the scrum, was he?
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. Caden says to spread some positivity, this weekend was great. Thanks to everyone I hung with except Kylie Fuller. Very clever. Jacob says Wardlow and Hangman have been shafted the worst from this drama. Wardlow continues to get shafted by all this drama. And Hangman, yeah, I think Hangman has been getting the shaft. Big thank you to you guys who are tuning in. This is our most watched live Listen Your Boy that we have ever done. Over 5,300 of you are here. We'll be taking that Fightful Select victory lap on Fightful Select after this show on The List Goes On, because I know you guys are here to talk about one thing. So get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. We'll hang out a little bit longer than usual if you guys have these to send in. Stellar Justin Lopez says, to quote Jerry Maguire, it's show business, not show friends. TK is learning that the hard way. I could think of a few Jerry Maguire quotes I'm going to throw at Jimmy pretty soon.
Okay, you stole that from me yesterday, Sean.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Kate Hensler, who doesn't use her real name on the podcast, but still has it set up here on her super chats.
Might want to let her know. Yeah.
Peter Avalon for champ. Edward Liu says, I remember being a Fightful Select member for a while before averaging 2.5K. Then I started working for Patreon, saw anniversary billing come out, and all this wrestling news got you to 10K. Congrats on the 10K. Yeah, that's something I want to put over. FightfulSelect.com. First off, we've had more news on this than anybody. We got more news in general than anybody. Greatly respect the work that other people do, but I will toot our own horn. We have more news than anybody, more shows than anybody, I think, at this point there as well. $5 a month. It's cheaper than anybody's, and now it's got anniversary billing. For those of you who don't know what that is, it used to be if you would subscribe today to Fightful Select, you'd get billed again on the first. I put every single month I emailed Patreon. For 4 years, I emailed Patreon every month and said, change this, change this, change this. They have changed that. You now get billed on the day that you subscribe. So big thank you to them for listening after 4 years. D. Byrne says, congrats on the 10K. Well worth my 5K. What's more likely in the immediate, TK giving the title back to Mox or vacating it?
He's not giving it to Mox.
I hate vacating titles. I hate it, but I think there's no other way to do it at this point.
I mean, what's wrong with a tournament? Or if you really want to do something interesting, even a battle royal, something. There's nothing wrong with that.
Throwback says, with Worlds Collide and Clash of the Castle being great shows this weekend, do you see possibly NXT going on the road soon? Or more takeovers like in Boston? I think there'll be more takeovers like in Boston, contingent with WWE events. I don't think they're going on the road. They did Worlds Collide at the Performance Center, so I don't think that's the case. Leo says Tony needs to choose wisely how he goes about this, how this will affect every person in the locker room, sees him in the company going forward. Mr. CJ Lilly says TK fanboys over some of his employees too much. I can see that as like a common criticism. What about the real instigator, Larry the Dog? Larry the Dog did not get suspended. Wouldn't you bite, but Larry doesn't? That's, come on. Chi-Town Spurs says, to me, the only way Punk can stay is if he puts Hangman over, and that's one of the many things he should do. Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, it wasn't the fight that I talked to that people got, like, had heat for him for. It was burying the company. Like, that's what people had the issue with there. Ryan says, need to be careful if Punk's version is remotely true. Firing Punk or Steel and not the EVPs can open the cons or AEW up to legal action. Well, it all depends on the contract, whether there are issues there with being fired for cause, with cause, without cause, all that. I'm not going to pretend to know his contract. Rob Wilkins, a great member of Fightful and Fightful Select, who does coexisting with Rob and Maggie, says, thanks, SRS and Jimmy Van, for letting me be part of the family. Coexisting with me and Maggie at 4:30 p.m., our guest, Jeff Hawkins, on Select. Sorry to hear that. I know that you've been going through a lot lately, and I know that's another tough thing for you to overcome. But, Jimmy, we do have some people that say, I can't subscribe to Fightful Select. I'm in, like, Iraq or something like that, and they don't allow Patreon here. NordVPN.com/FightfulJimmy. I need to update that graphic. 1 month
free. Melissa gave it to you. Listen, she told me she did.
1 additional month free. Boom! How about 4 additional months free? Look at that.
Ah.
Look at that.
There you go.
Boom! 4 additional months free. You get 30 days money back. What a deal. Get the best VPN, the fastest VPN in the world. And not only that, browse safely, browse securely, block online trackers, block hackers, block annoying pop-up ads, block malware. Works on all your devices. And they've got 3 great tiers, whether you want a VPN, a pass, a locker, or all 3, NordVPN.com/Fightful makes that happen. If you want AEW Plus, the old WWE Network back, or get UFC pay-per-views like the one I'll be watching this weekend more affordably, check out NordVPN.com/Fightful. I'm going to be watching that Diaz-Shamayev fight. You're going to subscribe to an overseas service, which I already have, and I'll be getting it like about a third of the price of most UFC pay-per-views. So this effectively pays for itself. You can watch AEW without commercials, all that good stuff. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Guys, we are going to be hanging around a little bit longer for this show. We've got so many super chats. Jimmy, hope you're prepared to hang around. I think you'll be all right.
For you, Sean Russap.
There you go. Ivan says Regal has to get his... Okay, first, you mean BCC crew and lead by example. Listen...
That's not the first time that mistake's been made.
I want to know what you mean by that, Ivan. What kind of example should he lead with his BBC crew?
What he means is that Regal's got people at the BBC News Network in the UK, and he wants to bring those journalists and get them to lead by example. That's what
I don't think so. I don't think that's a lesson anybody needs to be taught there. Oh my God. Is it inevitable that MJF becomes a babyface? Can't see it. Can't see many people booing him. Yeah, kind of. I think that he'll be like a pseudo babyface. Jericho seems to think so.
I mean, he was still flipping off the crowd at All Out. So he still wants to.
But I still think that people are going to love that. Austin was flipping people off.
Yeah, no, he was. You're right.
Are you aware if Tony held a meeting or anything to talk to talent about it today at Dynamite? Suspend and fine all parties and take the EVP titles away from the Elite. Pending investigation, sure. I haven't heard of a meeting yet. I'm sure I will.
Let me ask you this, Sean. So everybody's been saying, or a lot of people have been saying that the decision will be made on Punk today. Does that mean they expect to wrap up the investigation today?
I would doubt it. I would doubt it. Yeah. Okay. By the way, guys, we'll talk more about the Fightful Select 10K on Fightful Select after this, but Jarvis says, congrats on 10K. I can't donate often, but I listen to every podcast. They get me through work. So just wanted to say, for all the hard work you're doing during these crazy times, best $5 I've ever sent. Hey, thank you to any of you who subscribe, who do anything like that. Like, I will never fault you if you can't subscribe, can't donate. I've been there. So I just greatly appreciate the support that you guys have regardless. Ian says, been a happy member for a year and a half. Thanks to all you do. Do you think Max's rap needs to be cleared by TK? I saw somebody say that he needs an ankle bracelet on him before today. Yeah, I would definitely expect MJF and Max's and Max Caster's stuff to be run by him.
Aren't they typically?
We'll see. I don't know. I would say so, though. Yeah, I think they usually are, but just in case. Rob Bay says, nobody concerned Mindy's Bakery is losing customers. Mindy's Bakery got the type of advertising you can't buy.
For sure.
Van Twinblade says, you got a problem to me? Knock on the door. Young Bucks knock on the door. No, not like that. Extenuating circumstances, you know.
Yeah.
If you're going to say maybe turn a phrase for one thing, you can also say turn a phrase for another. I Am Barbarian says, this whole ordeal in a locker room with Mark Calloway still roaming the halls. Imagine that. Stuff like that happened. The dicks fought each other backstage, guys. Like, just because The Undertaker was there didn't mean that everybody was like, oh, no, the Taker.
Yeah, Shawn and Brett.
Yeah, there are people that would have not only would have fought. If Taker would have said something to him, they would have said, I don't give a shit. Like, there were people like that.
I don't know if they would have said that.
I think they would have. What? Listen, are we going to pretend like, I mean, they'd be willing to lose their jobs, but Undertaker wasn't like, have we ever heard of him beating up somebody backstage?
Not if they didn't deserve it.
They can command that respect, but there were some very disrespectful people. You know what I mean? Like, there were some people who didn't give a shit about that. Lucky says, I feel the worst for Moxley. He's been such a consistent wrestler and having to lose in a predictable way. Now this happened. You can say having to lose in a predictable way, but he pitched the angle. He pitched the squash, so he got a second title run out of it.
How badly would Tony like to have a do-over on the all-out main event?
There you go. Heavy Metal Chris says, seems as though Steel's a bad influence. Surely this affects the video game if anybody walks. Happy for Shivani. At this late, I don't think it it affects the video game. I don't think it did that. At the AAW meeting, did Omega say he wouldn't hire 80% of them? I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that specifically. I haven't heard that from a reliable source. I'll ask again, though, for sure.
I can't see him saying something like that. So foolish.
Could you imagine? Joel or D Burns says, reminder, Jags had Urban Meyer coaching last year. Adam, executives shouldn't be kicking down doors and starting altercation with people. You're not one of the boys anymore. That's according to one side.
Right.
According to one side. I have to specify that. I'm not taking any of this at face value. We report wrestling. Sometimes we peddle and gossip and news, get used to it. This ain't a war. Yeah. Derek Gordon says, Tony also winced when Punk brought up Colt's mom. Yeah, probably wouldn't have done that. Michael says, not defending Punk, but I know Colt was in New Zealand for a long time taping Young Rock. I heard Tony Khan is a long, awkward, long hugger. FYI, who gives a shit about the hugging thing?
What's the New Zealand thing have to do anything? I'm missing something there.
He wasn't at TV before or after that. So, I mean, you can't really utilize that.
I see. That's what he meant. Okay.
Roger says, I feel for Kenny Omega the most. His run in New Japan was why Bullet Club and Elite became way more popular. He's only just come back from injury. Seems like a peaceful person. Maybe less so now than before, but again, I'm not backstage. If he did say that, boy, that's inexcusable. T. Smitty says, I understand TK being upset. WWE ran two shows Labor Day weekend. Neither show was in Chicago or I didn't understand why he was upset. Nor did those shows air the same time as All Out. I don't have a problem with them yet running Clash at the Castle. Different day, different time of the day, different continent. No problem. Worlds Collide was just, it's not taking any viewers away from AEW. It ain't affecting it at all. But I do understand like why Tony Khan is like, I see what you're doing because they were. It's very clear what
they were
doing.
Are you sure?
What?
That they intentionally put...
They run Labor Day shows every weekend for the last 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah, but So, okay, maybe I'm...
There's no way they did not know AEW was running Labor Day weekend.
Oh, I'm sure they knew.
2019, but... 20, 21, 22. It's the fourth year. Not only that, how about this? Didn't they do All In 2018
Labor Day weekend? They might have known, but what I wondered was is if the UK date kind of fit that weekend and they wanted to do NXT the same weekend as the UK date.
They set these shows up for sure knowing.
You think they did it on purpose? Okay.
Do I have a problem with it? No, that's business.
Yeah. Yep.
John says, do we know what the EVP's duties actually were? Also, WTF, or he says WFT is a Doja Cat. Doja Cat is an extremely popular musician and very talented one. The EVP's duties are they do a lot of different things. You can't just necessarily just throw a stamp on it. You do a whole lot of stuff there. But Doja Cat's great. Carl says, any chance Cody left AEW because the EVPs more so than the money? Money wasn't an issue. I don't know if EVPs were, but money wasn't an issue. But Michael says, Cody hit a home run with his decision. By the way, I want to say, from Cody's people, I was told money was not an issue. And Tony probably would have paid him what he wanted. Cody hit a home run with his decision. A whole lot of people hit home runs with their decisions. Kevin Owens hit a home run with his decisions. Brandon Joseph says, having managed an actual target before, it'd be enjoyable to see any of those guys try to do it effectively. They couldn't. I couldn't manage a target. I wouldn't know what the hell I was doing. What's wrong with that? Fightful versus WOL Wednesday afternoon wars. I got nothing but love for Wrestling Observer. So no war here. Skills That Kill says, hope MJF cashes in his chip and becomes the next champion tonight. I don't know if it's a cash in, but it's pro wrestling. So Jimmy, they can do whatever the hell they want. MJF could say, come to the ring and fight me. And then just take the title.
Thank you, Sean Ross. I want to address that. So on Sunday night after All Out, I posted on Twitter. This was just to anybody that read it. Were you happy with the ending the way it was as far as MJF just standing on the stage?
Yeah.
Or would you have preferred that they worked it into a match, you know, one-off match and MJF win the title? So many people said you can't do it because it's not like Money in the Bank. You can't cash in the chip. And my response was, it's a scripted show. You can do anything. You can have Stokely threaten to harm Larry. You know what I'm saying? And get Punk to agree to a one-off match. They could have done anything. So I agree with you. Just because it's not Money in the Bank, they can have him cash it in some other fashion.
Kim says, Max Caster's night to shine. I mean, he had a night to shine the other night too, sure. Do you think taking the EVP spots from Punk or Omega could cause problems? I don't think really that the roster would care that much. Problems no,
they
for
might.
Them?
Maybe. They might. Yeah, they might. Because they might look at it like they're going to be embarrassed in front of the rest of the
that's
locker
fair
room.
Too. That's yeah. very fair too. We still have plenty of Super Chats and Humper Chats. Big thank you, guys. Adam says, I've heard a lot of not public stories about the Elite screwing people if you're not in their group. Let's not pretend Punk is the only issue here. Who fucking was? What about our show has indicated that none of that shit has... What the... Why? Like, have you not watched? What the hell are you talking about? We literally reported on it. What are the chances we hear Colt Cabana chants? In my opinion, Punk is more expendable than the Elite if it comes to morale of the locker room. Well, yeah, I don't take two or three more years of Punk for the remaining time you have on those guys that the company was named after. I think we might hear some Cabana chants.
Only if Punk's out there. Otherwise, I don't think it's going to matter.
Fair. Devin says, not sure Punk is responsible for all the dissension in the locker room as much as he was willing to speak out and others became willing to speak out. I can just tell you that there's heat on Punk for that specifically, more so than the fight. That definitely accelerated it, but those comments.
And there's one thing you got to remember. Okay, so we saw Sammy and Eddie had their issue and Britt and Rosa had their issue, whoever. None of them at a scrum went off the way that Punk did. You know what I mean? Especially yeah. with the boss sitting right there. I mean, Punk definitely came off poorly.
Marco says, I couldn't run a target, but then again, I'm not a wrestler. The sentence didn't make sense 1 week ago. CM Punk needs, I don't want to get into that. That's personal. Chris says, been watching old ROH DVDs, seeing Punk and Cabana matches. It makes me sad they never reconciled. Me too. They did a lot of great content together. Their Cut My Promo video was amazing. Yeah, we read that one. Sean says, congrats to 10K subscribers. Been following Fightful since SRS's first Quizzlemania. Haven't looked back since. Thanks for everything you're doing. Greetings from my Toronto vacation. I'll be there soon. I love Toronto. It's a beautiful city. Can't wait to come back, but thank you very much. Legion says, 4 top stars out. Great time for multiple women's matches tonight. Could use good PR. Yeah, but I mean, that ain't why you're going to do it. You're going to do it because they killed it in drawing in the match that they were put in last week. They drew a really good number for the women's match, the women's tag team match as well.
I believe they've advertised Tony Penelope, I believe.
There you go. What's Punk's relationship with Shivani? With a report that Shivani is right, Punk's right, or Tony Khan's right-hand man. How do they get along? How was Daniels and other secondaries involved? They were trying to break things up. I've heard of a lot of people who were Tony Schiavone or Tony Khan's right-hand man, so I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I know that they are in constant contact because of the talent relations role as well. Jimmy's thoughts on Tony's comments? Well, we kind of got that on running the class show.
No, I will say this, and I said this on Monday. Tony needs to relax in these scrums. Like he comes up poorly when he got so angry and the coarse language and everything just because a competitor ran a venture weekend. You would never see in a media scrum Vince McMahon or Triple H act like that, behave like that. And he's got to behave. He's got to not show his hand. I told Sean this on Monday. If I'm Triple H or Nick Khan or Stephanie, whoever it is that decides dates and everything. And if I see a clip of Tony Khan, your top competitor, at least in North America, hell, the world, you see your competitor getting so rattled and so riled up because of that. I'm looking at the pay-per-view schedule for AEW, and I am booking an NXT the afternoon of an AEW show every single quarter. Mm-hmm. Because you just saw how easily you can get sure. to him. He needs to relax.
Let's be real. That's why they were reaching out to AEW talent. They wanted to rattle Tony Khan. They wanted people to go to Tony Khan and say, this happened, give me more money, or say I went out of my deal. They know what they're doing.
And I honestly, dude, like I question if he's the right guy to head up talent relations or to be a part of talent relations. I understand he's the owner and he's the, whatever his title is, GM and all of that. Mm-hmm. I question if he should be the guy managing talent because he gets really easily rattled. You can't do that in that position.
Hey, Sean, what's the latest we know about speaking out allegations on Darby, Riddle, Gable? I believe the Riddle lawsuit was dropped. Gable, I don't think there were charges pressed. And
I never heard of that one.
Darby was more of a domestic thing, and I don't think charges were pressed. And charges aren't pressed, police reports aren't filed, or they don't come out and say it. You know, we open ourselves to legal ramifications as well. But Riddle got a very public divorce. Established says, should Starks, Darby, MJF, Miro get more of a push now? Yeah, I think they should. Those are some go-to guys as well.
Starks just got beat by Hobbs, so I think Hobbs is ahead of him in the pecking order.
Yeah, he is. He is, for sure. Zach Woolley says, Tony should have stopped it during the press conference. Instead, he just sat there. Well, Tony, with an I, is Tony Storm. So that was very confusing. But, I mean, I agree with Jimmy in that situation. It probably would have been better if he's not there.
Yeah.
And, or it would have been reasonable for Tony to say, you know what? I need to take a little bit of time to digest what was just said, because you don't owe anybody an immediate stance or answer on anything. You can take your time and compose yourself, regardless of what anybody pressures you to do. Do you think Punk knew he was done after the injury and decided to go scorched earth? No, it's very clear that he had planned on that Cabana rant before then. Put the title in the young upstart Sting. I wouldn't be surprised if he got trios or tag titles in the future. David says, any idea what Punk was saying to Mox after the pin looked like an extended talk? I've heard nothing of that. I'm very, very sorry. I'm sorry that I don't have an answer for you, but thank you for the super chat. Come to Baltimore for Ravens versus Bengals. Great stadium. Hey, buddy, you pay for my flight and my ticket, and I'll be there. K775 says, our gate, Gallus bait, Davenport, Mako sticking with NXT. For the meantime, I think until NXT Europe, at the very least, is it possible to expense Bengals season tickets? Yes, it is. Is it possible to get Bengals season tickets? Right now, no, I am on a wait list. Michael Higgins, that I had to pay $300 just to get on, by the way.
That's
Michael,
nice.
Michael Higgins, I didn't expense that.
Oh, good.
Michael Higgins says, Death Triangle best friends and Orange Cassidy announced for Dynamite will be interesting if that turns into a trios match. Well,
title match, you said. Trios titles match. Yeah.
I mean, they've got to have more trios matches in general, but I don't think it's turning into a title match. But no. You've got to have trios matches because you have a trios title.
Sean, I've remembered my question. Okay. Have you heard anything, whether it be before we did this podcast, maybe during this podcast, because Sean always looks at his phone, maybe during this podcast, have you heard anything about the length of the suspensions for anybody?
I have not. Okay. I have not. Not at all. No. But
you're getting something sitting there looking at your
phone. Yeah, it's more weirdo stuff. But Spencer says, if Punk is fired, is WWE a possibility? Everything's a possibility. Yeah. The Pro Wrestling Podcast says the cops weren't called, but did someone call an ambulance? I'd find it odd if nobody did, since someone got knocked out and such. We aren't able to get information on if an ambulance was called from.
Okay, let me ask you that. Is it true Ace Steel knocked out Nick Jackson with a chair, throwing a chair? Is that true?
From what you've heard? That's the word. I don't know about knocked out, but yeah.
Okay, but hurt him with a chair. Did Punk land a punch on Matt Jackson? From what you've heard,
I would say that if I could. You can't just put me on the spot and say,
no, I didn't.
Did it happen? That's like Dan Le Batard coming at me and saying, is Vince McMahon a rapist?
I didn't know if you got confirmation yet. Oh. I didn't know if you got confirmation.
Marshall Enlow says, where's the feats, man? Mac Hyland says, just let the Blackpool Combat Club rule everything. Wholesome, hard lads.
No acronym. Good for him.
Justice says, Punk has to drop the title, have TK come out like Bischoff and hand the belt to MJF. Ooh, I think that's rough.
Nope, don't do it.
I think it's rough. Jesus says, any word on you have the Ricky Starks update on Select? Thanks for all the hard work, Sean. It's just a little bit of an update after Sunday. It's nothing major, but it'll be up after list goes on. As long as we get through these super chats, let's cut them off now. The super chats, Humper chats, you guys have been very generous. We do have to wrap this show once I catch up. Oliver says, I heard the Bucks yelled super kick party, slapped their legs. They tried to kick the door down. I knew the joke was coming. This is the perfect time to put a rocket behind Bryan Danielson, give him the title. He'd be a good, perfect world champion. If he wins, you got to have him win a tournament because he just lost to Jericho. Just lost to Jericho.
He would be a good champion.
Ian says, originally joined Fightful for the amazing news from SRS, but all the other talent makes my $5 go even further. Team Kalex, Grapsody, etc. Thanks to everyone at Fightful. See you in Toronto. Hope I do see you. I'm very excited. Very excited. Let's see. Let's scroll on down. We got Sweet Monkey Tuesday says, how about a one-day King of the Ring style tournament for the title at Grand Slam? Hope it's not TK's standard favorite battle royal. I think it should be a tournament, and I think it probably should culminate at Grand Slam. I think that's probably the way to go. It's got to be the way to go.
When is Grand Slam?
In a few weeks. I think 3 weeks.
Okay.
Marshall, or maybe 2 weeks from tonight. Marshall says, Adam Cole going to be like Will Smith when he returns. Billy Donovan, man, I did work with him at AAMMA, and Cage Passion was instrumental in opening a lot of doors for me. Says, congrats to the entire Fightful team on such an accomplishment. Wish you all continued success. It's awesome to hear from you. Appreciate you so much for what you did for me as well. DJ Wolfman says, would losing the Elite jeopardize AEW New Japan relations? Well, I mean, I don't think so. Losing Rocky Romero would, but they weren't on good terms for quite a while. So Lloyd says, will AEW get 1 million people tonight? Yep, I think so. Visiting Mindy's tomorrow. We'll report back. Hey, that's cool. Good for them getting some business off of this. Ryan says, who do you think returns to WWE next? Have you seen the cryptic tweets from Bray Wyatt and Eric Rowan? Makes me wonder if they're coming back. I think they'll probably come back. I think they will. I'm pretty sure that's probably going to happen sooner than later.
I loved Braun's return, but I hated that it was at the expense of the tag teams.
Sure. It was interesting who he avoided. He didn't hit Kofi, Xavier, or Montez, three people they'd be protecting. Jeremy says, longtime listener, first time super chatter, didn't see Colt here in New Zealand. Congrats on 10K. Listening to you both is a great way to enjoy my coffee on my birthday. Well, I'm glad that you enjoy it, and I appreciate all of you so much. Alex says, I thought the rumor was Omega saying he wouldn't hire 80% of the production crew, not talent. That's why I say it's a rumor. Like, I haven't been able to verify that at all.
And either way, it's still a bad thing to say.
Exactly. It's a poker chip. Of course you can cash it in. Very clever. SW says, I don't know why people think the Bucks and their friends are innocent ever since Punk snubbed them. When they initially wanted Punk, all their friends have done things to agitate them. Well, yeah, it's just a matter of circumstance. Not all good or bad people do all good or bad things, and not all things are appropriate positions for all this. Kicking down doors isn't okay. Burying the place like that you work and everything they've accomplished before then, I don't think that's okay either. There's a lot that isn't okay and maybe is okay.
And honestly, if all Paige did to upset him is say, I'm here to save AEW from you, I don't think that's so bad.
Yeah.
If that's it, I don't think that's so bad.
Present day 20XX says, you talked about Max Caster and MJF having some wild stuff to say with a live mic. What about Eddie? I feel like Eddie might be on better behavior right now because he just got suspended, but who knows? A reminder, guys, we are wrapping up. Please leave a thumbs up. We'll do a brief victory lap on Fightful Select about our 10K. So please subscribe. We would greatly appreciate it. It would mean an awful lot. We've got Adam saying, to clarify my earlier super chat, people was pretending Punk was the only problem, was directed to the public sentiment, not you. Love you, Sean. Well, hey, sorry for that then. I appreciate you. I just hate when people lump all media in together. It's the media's fault. Not your fault for not exercising media literacy and separating. DJ Tigden says, why would Daniels, Knack, and Cutler be suspended if they were trying to break things up, or if I'm confused they were? You just keep them separate until the investigation is final. That's what you do. You got to do that to make sure that you keep the peace.
One thing you want to understand too, in these situations, oftentimes what's said publicly is not necessarily reality. Mm-hmm. So you never know if Tony, and I'm not suggesting you did because I don't know, but you never know if Tony said to say Cutler, Pat Buck, whoever, look, until this calms down,
yeah,
go home for a few weeks, you're going to get paid. I'm just going to say everybody was suspended. You never know how that went in reality.
Joel says, I don't understand why Tony is upset. Didn't he brag about him winning the Friday Night Wars in a scrum? And people got these two shows for free if they have Peacock. Not like he split revenue.
He thinks it took away from his buys.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that sentiment whatsoever. Not at all. Deuce says, there's no heat on Tony for her. Rosa says, she's hurt comment. Thought people were looking way too into that. Congrats on 10K. There is no heat that I've heard from the roster. Not a bit.
I mean, she was truthful. She said, Rosa says she's hurt. It's the truth.
There you go. Which, I mean, Rosa said that she wasn't cleared. Rar says, congrats on 10K. I've been a select member for about a month. Hearing the way SRS takes a stand against racist, sexist, homophobic chatters was what got my money. If you are any of those things, trust me, I do not need or do not want your money. So don't poison our well, and that will never change. John Wrights 91 says, curious as to where Hangman was during the fight. Was he doing cowboy shit? I think he was gone by then. A lot of people were gone. And you know, you saw Dax even posting on Twitter because a lot of people were like, where were FTR? They're like, we were balls deep in a bottle of bourbon by then. Like everybody was like, after their matches, they drank and bonded.
Even if they were there, what are they going to do aside from try to help break it up?
Yeah. JK Schwall says, congrats on 10K. Remember signing up post Hell in a Cell, Seth Fiend, and it being less than 400. Yeah. Old days of unlimited questions on the Q&A. Yeah. Wow. I used to be like, ask as many questions as you want. I'll get to all of them. Yeah. Now, if I don't have an answer, we can't approach it because it takes forever. Yeah, there's an awful lot. Anime Otaku says, MJF tonight. So what do you guys want to talk about? Well, Jimmy, we're going to talk about our Fightful Select subscribers very shortly. There's a ton of stuff going on right now. Meltzer had said that Punk is home in Chicago, not in Buffalo. So that's also very interesting. But
that doesn't surprise me at all.
I want to say thank you publicly to all the people that have subscribed to Fightful Select and just supported us and all the people that have made it possible. But we're going to head over there. We're going to talk about sort of that journey and the thank yous. We're going to wrap up. Javri Duncan says, if Punk is stripped of the title, wouldn't it make sense for MJF to be awarded it? Would it fit his character? Don't award it. Never award it. Never do that. There's an update from Observer that says there is a personnel call with Punk and Steel set for 4 p.m. today, which is right now.
Right now.
Punk will require surgery. So a lot more news is about to emerge. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We're going to have more great work from Observer there. And Pro Wrestling Podcast says, my conspiracy theory brain is ticking. What is this, an elaborate way to get Punk off TV because of injury? It is not a work. I'm going to refresh our Humper chats right now. Cool. We're done. Thank you so much. FightfulSelect.com. Until next time, we're out.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.